You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
And I can hear a shout coming from our church to this community. Come see a man who told me all that I've ever done. I met him at the water. I met him at a well. And he gave me water that I never ever thought I could drink. And he changed my life. He told me about the things I've done, but he wasn't trying to kill me. He was trying to get me to stop so I can move into another dimension of evangelism and affect the entire region of Samaria.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Need a Word Sent. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 5, verses 1 through 4.
John chapter 5, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market pool, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great number or multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving or the troubling of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, look at the word, and troubled, stirred the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made what? Whole of whatsoever disease he had. I want you to think about it. For an angel, verse 4, went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled or stirred the waters. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. I'm going to share with you from the series called Jehovah Rapha. We're believing God for healing. That's psychological, physical, emotional healing and spiritual healing. I believe God wants to do internal and external healings in our church. We got to get ready for that. You got to be taught about it and believe that God can heal you. I know. I know. But he can heal. I know. I know. But he can heal. I know. I know. But he can heal it. Today's message is entitled, I Need a Word Sent. I like verse 4. For an angel went down at a certain time, at a certain season into the pool. That angel was sent by God. Out of Psalm 107 and verse 20. It reads like this. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Can the church say amen? Amen. From the subject, I need a word sent. Father, I give you praise for this moment in time. I thank you for an opportunity to preach. Thank you, Lord, for all moving parts synchronizing, coming under the umbrella of your anointing. I pray now that revelation knowledge will flow freely, uninterrupted, unhindered by any satanic or demonic force. Thank you, Lord, for synergy in the atmosphere. For oneness in the spirit, one faith, one Lord, one God, one baptism, one Father of all, who's working in us all to do the work of the Father in the earth today. So equip us, enable us, empower us with miraculous faculties, gifts of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit, that we might be recognized in the earth. I decree and declare that every soldier in the kingdom is dripping with your blood. Thank you for redemption and an increase of the kingdom's force. Thank you for adopting new souls. Thank you for souls being saved and healed. Thank you, Lord, for healing and saving souls. I claim the salvation of souls and healing in the lives of your people, mentally and spiritually and emotionally. Anoint my voice and my vocal cords for your glory. And you get all praise. Yanda Shaba, you get all praise. As we tune in, Holy Spirit, you get all praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. And he sent forth his word and healed them. Psalm 107, verse 20. He rescued them from the grave. Oh, my God. I'm very excited. I preached last week a message at the late service, I Need a Word. I'm coming back with I Need a Word sent, because I believe God is sending forth his word to heal us and to rescue us from the grave. I'm here to lay some track for healing. By the Spirit, I'm here to lay track for healing and deliverance. God wants your heart healed, your head healed, your mind healed, your emotions healed. God wants your money healed. Let me say it again. God wants healing waters to flow over your monies, over your resources. God wants you to come out of the grave, your money to come out of the grave. Watch this, your mind to come out of the grave. God wants your potential to come out of graveyards. Some of us are still locked to graves and we can't move forward because we're still grieving over what we lost. He is not here. He is risen. Strengthen the things that remain, the Spirit says, lest they die. Glory to God. So God sends forth his word to heal. Our confession of faith should be on the screen here in a moment, and I want us to say it together, because it's important that we confess this word or this statement so we can really embrace the word of God. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word of God, and I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit. My mind is renewed. My heart is receptive and ready to receive. I can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Your confession of faith. Next week, I want everybody to do it. I would like everybody in the room to put it next week. Okay? So get ready for it. Let me tell you how strong I feel about this. I'm willing to give all of you a laminated copy. I'm willing to do something like that. That's how important it is. I'm willing to pay for a laminated copy for everybody at Truth Reveal. That's how important your confession is. Right. You confess everything else. If you join a sorority, you got to confess something. Y'all getting quiet? If you join the Masons, you got to confess something. If you join the military, you got to lift your right hand. You got to say, I'm going to defend the country. Every time you get promoted, you got to say something. When you go to school, you need to pledge allegiance to a flag. So what I'm asking you to do is not contrary to knowledge or practice. It's an alignment. You can't go to college and the school and comply to what they ask you to do and come here and say it ain't for me. It's not contrary to knowledge. You can't go to a job and go through orientation and say, I don't need to go through orientation in a church. It's not contrary to knowledge. Every institution has criteria, and so does the church. So next week, we're going to confess it. I keep seeing pools. Here we see in John 5, the pool of Bethesda. I keep seeing pools, and I believe God is speaking to his people. I'm having people come and calling in and saying, I feel led to be baptized. I think this is a powerful move in the spirit, and I don't want it hindered or interrupted or disturbed or distorted. God is speaking to people who've been saved for a long time to go to the pool. For I believe the Spirit is troubling the waters. I believe prophetically that God is doing something with baptism here, and it's going to actually equate to spiritual baptism. If God is telling you to go to the pool, start resisting him, male and female. There's some men in here that need to go to the water and submit to the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. Well, Bishop, I was baptized when I was a little kid. Thank you, Jesus. Let me say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Let me say it again. Thank you, Jesus, that you were baptized when you were a little kid. But what is the Spirit saying now? What is the Spirit saying to you now about surrendering your will in exchange for him? Your life in exchange for him. Your desires in exchange for his. God wants you to bow to him and then stand and proclaim that there is no greater name than the name of Jesus. And for some reason, the angel of the Lord is stirring the waters. I would encourage you to be obedient to God. I believe if you obey him, when you come up out of the waters, you're going to have a different attitude about ministry. I believe some sensitive areas are going to become more robust to you. And your extra sensitive areas, God is going to strengthen you there so you're not easily offended with what every believer is offended with. You want to do full-time ministry, you got to be able to deal with offense. Let me say it again. I want to serve the Lord. The way you serve the Lord is to serve his people. And when you serve him, you're going to see cancer. And lice, and mice, and all kinds of ills. You're going to get your feelings hurt when you serve people. You're going to change spiritual diapers on grown people. You're going to have to deal with all kinds of conflicts and be able to resolve the conflicts and keep people moving together. That's full-time ministry. It is not just preaching and saying amen. It's preaching after you've been hurt. After you struggle, after you prophesy, it's still being able to bounce back and say Jesus is Lord and seeing the best in the people of God. Can the church say amen? Amen. That's why Jesus, before he allowed any of his disciples to preach, they followed him for 3 years. I'm not throwing a mic on you. I'll do the preaching. What I need you to do is watch as well as pray. Pools in the scripture are important. They're symbolizing, I believe, write it down, cleansing and healing. The pool in the scripture is symbolizing healing and cleansing.
When you see pools, think about healing and cleansing. Also write it down. You should think about divine provision. The Spirit of the Living God spoke to my heart and told me that he's stirring up the waters in this season. The pool is placed, there are places where the physical and the spiritual transformation of believers are taking place. The physical and spiritual transformation of believers are taking place near the pool. I'm not proclaiming that salvation is in the water. I said he's stirring it. Obey God. I believe the waters are stirred by the angel of the Lord. Please highlight that. The angel of the Lord. The word angel in John chapter 5 is in the masculine in the Greek. And it is rendered in the masculine and refers to a messenger. The angel of the Lord in the masculine here in the Greek, sent to trouble the waters, is describing a messenger. Or he's a prototype of what will come. Not the one who heals, but the one sent. In other words, God took an angel and sent him in the earth to trouble the waters before Jesus got there. To stir it. Or a messenger. It also refers to a pastor. So the angel is like a prophet or a pastor coming into the world to stir the waters, getting ready for the word. Hallelujah. The real word to come and manifest the healing. In this season, God is raising up messengers. He's raising up messengers. He's interrupting their plans. He's pulling them away from one assignment and giving them a new one to speak, to be sent. To awaken, to stir the waters, to trouble the waters, waiting for a moment that healing can break out. Glory to God. And I don't want to put myself in the text, but let me just say, I believe he's interrupting Merton. And whatever your first name is, hallelujah, for you to get in the waters so you can be healed and then become, as it were, a messenger to point people to Jesus. And I can hear a shout coming from our church to this community. Come see a man who told me all that I've ever done. I met him at the water. I met him at a well. And he gave me water that I never ever thought I could drink. And he changed my life. He told me about the things I've done, but he wasn't trying to kill me. He was trying to get me to stop so I can move into another dimension of evangelism and affect the entire region of Samaria. Because of this woman's stirring. Because of this woman's stirring, with all of the hell that she went through, she's able to give and introduce the entire region of half-breeds to a man that changed their entire lives. Where are the angels? Before there's a move of the Spirit, there will always be a visitation of the angelic. And if we see a growth of the demonic, we must believe that there are angels in the midst of us as well. For every demon, there are two angels. For when Lucifer was cast out, he was able to influence one third of the stars, not two thirds. One third followed him in rebellion, which simply means God has a multitude and a majority of angelic hosts that are ready to fight for us. Can the church say amen? And they have an assignment. One of the reasons why the enemy hasn't been able to take you out is because God says your work is not done yet. And if you're breathing this morning, you ought to tell him thank you. Hallelujah. He sent his angels to make sure that you have everything you need in this season. And instead of being disgruntled, you ought to say amen. Amen. And you ought to be about your Father's business. I don't know the name of the angel. I just know that the scripture says it's in the masculine. And he wants us to see a prototype of what God would do. That before word comes, he needs to stir the water. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, hovering over the waters until the word would come. Hallelujah, glory to God. The Spirit is arrested and can't do what it needs to do or what he needs to do until a word is there to activate it. And God is stirring the atmosphere and the waters, glory to God, because a word is coming to you. And God wants you healed. Don't turn my mic down. God wants you healed and delivered and set free. Can the church say amen? Amen. I'm real sensitive. Thank you, Lord. I feel it in my soul. Yes. And I feel the Holy Ghost. Yes. And he's in the room. Yes. Come on in the room. Yes. Come on, Holy Ghost. Touch them. Touch hard hearts. Touch hard heads. Thank you, Jesus. He sent an angel, a messenger, to stir the waters. And it's happening in this season. Jesus is coming. He's going to heal. He's Rapha. My job is to prepare you for him. Been laying at this pool way too long. Bethesda. Too long. For 38. That's too long. He sent his word to heal you. Every time the word is preached, it's a moment for you to be healed. Don't let this moment pass you by. Jesus is waiting with his arms open wide. He will supply all of the needs in your life. Take my advice. Don't let this moment pass you by. Man, I'm preaching. But that's a song. I just preached it to you. My first funeral, Pastor Sabrina sung that song at the funeral of a 20-year-old girl who left her father's house, who came to this building, and she had on shorts, and they stopped her from coming into the room because they say your shorts are too short. You can't come here. Go home and change. And she was so hurt that she never came back. Went to Orlando and took ecstasy, and it burst her heartstring. And her father and I were friends, and he said, "My Teresa Rose is dead." I said, "Teresa?" He said, "She died last night. I just identified the body." The girl was having prolific dreams. God was trying to draw her, and religion blocked her from coming in the room. It won't happen here. Anybody that got that kind of spirit, y'all, what you doing here? What you doing here? Listen, I know where that comes from. It was assigned to this building. That spirit was assigned to this building, a religious spirit that blocked people from their destiny. That's why we dedicated this building unto the Lord. And every once in a while, that demonic will come and try to raise its head in the midst of us. What they doing here? And I hear it, but I know what it did. It killed Teresa. And I won't let it kill anybody else. And I lowered her body in the ground. She was Talanese and white. And Pastor Sabrina sung the song. They had it in the newspaper. My God, because God visited the moment. And when we went to the house of the deceased, her mother and father, all of the Talanese that are in this area were sitting in the living room in Indian style, listening to the word of God. If you came in the room, you wouldn't have believed it. To see 25 people sitting in Indian style, listening to me share with them as they're sitting. See, what in the world is going on when people reverence God when they're moved? They do things different in different cultures. Well, we got our arms or we got our mind somewhere else. God wants to do something in your life that will change your culture and change your attitude in the midst. The angel is troubling the waters, and I believe God wants us to get with it. Come on, the church needs to say amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. It'll be on the screen in a moment. Then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove or sent out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way of the tree, or to the tree of life. Very powerful passage here. God not only sends angels, but the man he made, he sent him out. He drove him out. Oh God. If we don't comply to the will of God, help me, Lord. If we just say, I ain't gonna do what God tells us to do, the same God that sends angels can also send a wind to drive you out.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, I Need a Word Sent, visit the media section on the Truth Reveal app or our website at www.truthreveal.org.
Join us as Truth Reveal celebrates the first anniversary of our TR North campus in Titusville. Come out for a joyful brunch celebration on Saturday, August 9th at 9 a.m. at Isaac Campbell Senior Park Community Center. Cost is just $20 to $25 and includes a special anniversary t-shirt. Don't miss this milestone moment. Register today at truthreveal.org or on the TR app.
Men, don't miss our dynamic men's summer school kicking off Sunday, August 3rd at 6 p.m. We'll be diving into He Motions by Bishop T.D. Jakes, a powerful journey into emotional strength, spiritual growth, and navigating every season of manhood. Grab your copy on Amazon and register today through the TR app or website.
Ladies, save the date. The 20th anniversary Awaken Women's Conference is happening September 26th and 27th. This year's theme is Perception. Come ready for powerful worship, inspiring messages, and a fresh vision for your life. Mark your calendars and stay tuned for details.
Stay connected with Truth Revealed. Text YES to 87447 to receive updates, announcements, tag up prayers, and event information directly on your phone. Don't miss out on what's happening at Truth Revealed.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
We find a lot of ways to justify bad behavior.
If it feels good, do it.
Come on, life is short.
You only live once.
We have changed our moral code to fit our behavior rather than changing our behavior to harmonize with our moral code.
Billy Graham.
When something brings profit or pleasure to us, we're inclined to call evil good, even if we know it is dead wrong. God does not change the moral law to suit our particular behavior.
So how do we turn all that around?
You must have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is calling you out of a world of delusion and deception.